And there's your 8 o'clock rooster. It is Saturday morning. Welcome, Arizona homeowners. It is Rosie on the house, and now hour number two of our weekly Saturday morning four-hour broadcast. We are in the Landscape Outdoor Hour, joined by our host, Rosie, and Jennifer, who are in the studio, along with Mike Reisch on the board. I'm Romy, and I'm on site at Treeland Nursery in Mesa, celebrating the end of summer, the fall planting season. I'm going to get a commitment from these guys by the end of the hour. No more 100 degree days, right, guys?
I think so.
You're going to be able to guarantee us that. So that means it's the perfect planting season. But before we get to what can be planted or what's a good thing to plant or different varieties and color, I'm looking at a wonderful selection of color and plants. And where I parked over here on the south side, I bringing in all of our equipment to set up the tent, the broadcast, the notebooks. You've got your herbs over there. That is just a wonderful aroma you have in your herb garden.
Yeah, wide selection of herbs and all the veggies right now that are going to get you through the cool weather, through the winter season. So, and we're surrounded by a lot of annual color, all the petunias, snapdragons, geraniums are all out now. It's cooling down.
Well, let's back up 50 years to the start. We love Arizona. We love local businesses. Y'all are, I keep saying a fourth generation because I met Raff. Is that your nephew's name?
Yeah.
Raff.
Yeah, Rafe. And
I've
got a seven-year-old son, Luke. So, there's a fourth generation coming up here. So.
Well, let's back up to the beginning of that four generations with your grandparents and how this all got started.
Sure. I mean, basically the story started as a hobby, a backyard hobby, growing seeds. And, Mexican fan palm was the tree of choice at the time, and they popped up, started growing, and my grandfather and grandparents took it from there, and have kind of turned it into what it is now with my dad helping along the way and doing my aunts and uncles and cousins and the whole family, basically.
So. Excellent. Hey, and what started in the backyard, we've got this property we're on in Mesa, the retail location, 10 acres.
Correct.
And you were showing me Thursday when we were doing a little tour, Mr. Don, that you really put 20 acres of plants on 10 acres and do a great job putting plants that need shade underneath the 24-inch box.
Correct. Yeah, we do a lot of that just for getting more yield. And then we do have another 100 acres down in Chandler and Queen Creek where we grow product. About 60% of it's under production right now. The other 40's still going to be filled out over time.
Excellent. So what was a backyard 50 years ago is 100 acres at three different locations in the Southeast Valley of Maricopa County. Well, I guess are we in the southeast corner of the county? Or at least the southeast corner of the metropolitan area.
That works. So, it's grown to what it is. And, the unique advantage we have is we grow a lot of our stuff here and, in our environment and not bring it in from California necessarily. It's going to stress when it gets here.
Well, let's start with vegetable gardening. With the fall, with temperatures below 100, with the nights cooling off, what are our fall vegetable gardens?
The fall crops are pretty vast. All your lettuce, red, romaine, butter crunch, all your tomatoes, any variety you can think of, all your peppers and all the herbs, basically. Cucumbers, just a large selection right now. The largest you're going to see just because we're so warm through the winter.
And I saw a couple tomatoes over there. Is there a good winter tomato?
Some of the earlier varieties, just to avoid the threat of frost. Early Girl's a real good one. You're going to have tomatoes to pick in 45 days or so. So some of the later varieties I just watched for frost. It'll ripen later than the Early Girl, but Early Girl's a great all around tomato.
And then color. We're going to spend a lot of time outside. This is the time of year that brings people to Arizona. There's really not a bad day to spend outside. And even people that come here to get rid of rain when we occasionally get it. Hey, you don't like rain? Wait 10 minutes. It's going to pass.
Yeah, it goes quick. That's for sure.
So what colors can we look at?
Oh, gosh. Right now, it's kind of an open book. There's petunias, pansies, geraniums, snapdragons, alyssum, lobelia. Just a ton of choices for the winter. Where in the summer, we're just so limited to just a few options. It'll take that blistering heat. But through the winter, there's just such a vast selection. It's a great time of year to be outside.
Yes, it is. And let's move up to trees because as a part of your 50-year anniversary, y'all are offering a 20% off all 24-inch box trees.
Yes. So to celebrate the 50 years, we're going to run the 20% off sale through the month of October. So, yeah, it's a great time to get out and plant now that the temperatures are finally cooling down a bit. But, yeah, just come on out and see us. And
now, I'm looking north, and I see a couple different boxes. Am I right? The ones on the west, those are 72-inch.
No, that's half that. That's a 36-inch, that bigger box there. So
yeah, just the ones on the right that are look like ash trees?
Yes.
These are?
Those are 30-inch box.
Okay, so show me a 24-inch box so I know what's
right behind it. Yeah, those two there, they're a little bit smaller. So, yeah, 24s, 30s, 36s are your most common, most popular sizes.
And in those 24-inch, what varieties do y'all have on location here?
Oh, gosh. Everything we grow and sell, basically. Ash, elms, oaks, citrus.
All your desert trees, Palo Verdes, mesquites.
Yeah, all the natives here. Just a large selection of, any tree that'll grow here, basically.
Now, no matter what you put in the ground, whether it's a tree, a shrub, a flower, a vegetable, whatever, and you introduce water to it, life is going to come. Mm-hmm. You're going to get insects, bugs, especially if you're trying to harvest something. You're going to learn just about how many different varieties of insects live in the desert and how many different rodents there are and how smart they are to get through every barrier you've put in and consume all your hard work.
Definitely.
So what brings us out here today is Bonide, it's a family owned and operated since 1926, is a pesticide company that makes a wonderful host of organic products to help make sure all your hard work doesn't turn up into basically insect manure.
Yeah, Bonide does a great job of being innovative with a lot of kind of the cutting edge of all the insecticides, fungicides, any repellents, anything that's going to bother your plants in the yard. They've got you covered. They carry a vast selection, of options from organics to synthetic insecticides. But, and their organics, Captain Jack.
Let's talk about Captain Jack's and how it was. The active ingredient is called
It's spinosad. Yeah, it's
and how spinosad was discovered.
Yeah, it was discovered. It's actually a fermented soil bacterium. So if that tells you anything, it's rotted rum, basically. And, they found that the insects like it, and, they eat it up, it kills them. It's, harmful to them, but not to us. But, yeah, it's a pretty unique insecticide that's safe for organic gardening, used up to day of harvest. It usually kills bugs within a couple days after treatment. So very, very safe option.
And they discovered it by finding an old rum barrels in the Caribbean that were stashed there by some pirates that never eventually made their way back to maybe the other rum running cartel got them knocked off the guys that had their storage here.
But or they couldn't find their way back for all the rum.
Right. Where was that again? Yeah.
it's a great product. We really promote it well. It's it does a really good job of covering all your basic chewing insects that could be on your tomatoes or flowers or roses, anything of the sort. So,
and it comes in a couple different applications. The one I use at home is the one that you just hook up to the end of your hose.
Yeah, like a ready to spray. Just hook it up and go.
I put an easy quick release on it, so I just take off my wand and put that on. And when I'm out there watering, anytime I start seeing a buildup of insects, or you turn on your water and the plant suddenly comes alive from all the little gnats and everything, just hook that up, shoot it once, and then go back to your watering. And
the beauty of it is that you can apply it with the liquid. There's a dusting, if people that want to dust, works very well. So
whatever application you may need.
Exactly.
Well, we are live, and there's one more promotion running in addition to the 20% off. If you get your question asked live on air, you will be entered to win a...
We're offering a free 24-inch box tree. We'll enter your name into a raffle, and we'll air the winner at the end of the hour.
At the end of the hour. So your chances to win are probably in the... We'll see how
we'll
many questions we get, but we're going to start with Lisa, who's actually been here for almost an hour. Good morning.
Looking at the beautiful flowers this morning.
And your question for Keith.
I have about a 22-foot tall saguaro, mm-hmm. but it has a baby, like an arm off the side of it, and I would like to take it off of there before it breaks in a storm or just because of the weight.
Sure.
But it's a prickly pear. I mean, not a prickly pear, but a saguaro.
Right.
How do I get that off of there without getting all stuck and then without injuring the baby or
sure.
mom?
Carpet. If you have old carpet laying around or carpet padding.
Really?
Yeah, you can just wrap it and wear a pair of gloves just to be safe. But, for any of those spines that may pop through. But that's going to be a real safe and easy way for you to handle it. Let's say, depending on how big it is, but if it does fall, that padding can help catch it at least, and depending on how high up it is. But after you make that cut, be sure you do apply a dusting sulfur, which is just a natural fungicide, over that cut on both the baby and where you made the cut on the existing plant.
Cool.
Just to prevent any insect disease from getting in there and harming them.
Good deal. So, yeah. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. And you're the first one. So right now your chances to win are 100%. So if you have a question and you can't or you're not in the Mesa area, this is a statewide broadcast. You can dial in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you for any question you might have about your outdoor living area, planting, growing, cultivating, harvesting, or just trying to get some shade out there. That's a beautiful Texas ebony down there. I may have to. I'm down. Do you have my list?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I've got you covered.
Four trees to replace. I've lost an apple tree. Actually, three apple trees and a fig tree.
Okay.
We've got about 50 fruit trees we've put in, and not all of them have made it. And it's not a lot of it is as we were talking earlier. It's that area to patrol for. Mm-hmm. Pests or chicken scratching or all that kind of stuff. So we've got four to replace. I may have to take that ebony tree with.
That's a beauty.